Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Peter Guest and the Moose here for another episode of the Ligue 1 footballpredictions.net podcast, covering games from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2025. And you can also see the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net. Just click the links in the description and you'll be able to see everything we're about to talk about, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast for direct clickable links to all the matches we're about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus gamble aware.
And let's get kicked off with Rennes, who are in 13th, taking on Rans, who are 14th. That was tricky. It's on Friday, the 21st of February at 7:45 UK time. That's in the evening. And, of course, you can click the link in the description to find your local kickoff time and all the game odds and available broadcast streaming channels for this match on footballpredictions.net, the website, that is, as opposed to the podcast. Now, you can also stream this one on Bet365, and to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use bonus code FP365 when you sign up. You can also watch this for a subscription fee on the League One Pass. Well, take us through these two teams, Moose.
Yes, we have Rennes at home in this game. But yeah, since the break, Rennes has lost 5 from 7. And just as you thought they were getting back on track with wins at home to Strasbourg and that away win at Saint-Etienne, they lost 2-0 at home to Lille last weekend. In terms of our predictions, we have had a fair few correct on Rennes in terms of outcomes. 3 out of the last 4 outcomes have gone in on Rennes. If we look at Reims, the away team, trying to get the pronunciations correct. Yeah, but yeah, Reims. Wow, it's looking even worse for them in terms of their form, because Reims now have not won since that away win at Havre back in beginning of November. So we're now talking about 12 matches without a win, and even including that win, Reims has only got 1 win from 16 matches. Like, of all 16 of their last, 16 matches in League One. So, yeah, it's quite a few, quite bad form from Reims. They're playing this game, going into this game, they're coming off a defeat at home to Angers. But their last away match, they suffered a 4-0 defeat at Lyon. We predicted that. We said 3-0 Lyon. But yeah, that was a heavy defeat at the hands of Lyon. And in general, away from home, Reims, yeah, still no win in 4. And they've taken quite a few beatings. They did have a 1-1 draw at PSG. But I think that's about it in terms of good results for Reims over this period of 12 matches without a win. And they're now just 4 points from the drop as well. So they've got to pick up soon. But will they pick up at Rennes?
Yeah, it could be a tricky one, couldn't it? I mean, just looking at Rennes, they have not beaten Reims in the last couple of league games. But on the other hand, Reims have not won away from home in their last 4 matches in the league. So, yeah, it's going to be close, we think. But so we've gone for both teams to score prediction in this one. Odds are for that one, 1.91. For the winner, we have gone for Rennes, and you can get odds of 1.8 for them to win. And the correct score that we have decided on is the classic 2-1 home side win. Odds for that, for the correct score, are 8.5. Out of interest, on our website, the poll that we run on every one of these games, click the link in the description, you'll see it. 58% of you, we don't vote in this, think that Rennes will win, and only 11% Reims. So we'll see how it goes. And moving on now to Lille in fifth. This should be a good one because they're taking on Monaco, who are in fourth in the table. It's on Saturday, the 22nd of Feb at 4 p.m. UK time. And, of course, click the link in the description. You'll be able to see your local localized betting odds and broadcast streaming channels and kickoff time and everything. You can stream this one at Bet365. And to qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. And for this one, really patchy form for both of them, right?
Really patchy, but yeah, wow. If we look at the Monaco first and their last game in League One, 7-1 win at home to Nantes. Now, Nantes did score the first goal in that game after 4 minutes, but then it went really quickly the other way just before halftime. Monaco got 2 goals back and then scored another 5 in the second half to secure a 7-1 win. And that's actually building on another couple of great home results for Monaco, because prior to that one, they had a 4-2 home win against Auxerre and a 3-2 home win against Rennes. Now, but this is an away game for Monaco. Monaco has also been in action in the Champions League over the midweek. They had a tricky away game at Benfica. They were 1-0 down in after the first leg to Benfica. They ended up going to Benfica, got a 3-3 draw, but it now means they're out of the Champions League. That game was played on Tuesday night. So maybe a little factor going into this game, because obviously Lille didn't have a midweek game. Also, Monaco, away from home, just 1 win from their last 7 matches. No wins away since November 9th when they went to Strasbourg and beat them 3-1. So yeah, their away form, not the greatest, and it's kind of letting them down a little bit. They've slipped down the League One table now to fourth. But yeah, overall, of course, combined with their home form, they do have 3 wins from their last 4. If we look at Lille, they have a few defeats have snuck into their form of late. Their last home game was a surprising 2-1 home defeat to Havre. Luckily, we had both teams to score as our main prediction for that game. So we went in on that one. But yeah, prior to that, Lille did have some really great home results, because they beat Saint-Etienne 4-1 prior to that, and they beat Nice 2-1. In sandwiched in between, they had a 6-1 wins against Feyenoord. Yeah, Lille's home form really has been great up until that shock defeat at home to Havre. But yeah, going into this game, if we look at the form of both teams, I mean, Lille, they've only lost 2 games since mid-September this season. So they're looking really good. And a win here against Monaco will basically put Lille into that Champions League qualification spot over Monaco. So it's a really interesting game in terms of the Champions League spots, because these are probably two of the teams who will be fighting for that fourth and even third spot this season.
Yeah. For this one, it's interesting because I know they've been both of them in fine form, basically scoring goals, especially Monaco. But we have opted for something which might surprise a few people for this one. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals prediction. That's our tip. You can get good value odds for this, 2.2, because we think it'll be a closely fought, tight game between two sides, very close in the table. You know, they're sort of both hunting for this sort of Champions League positions. And, it could be quite edgy, could be quite cagey. We've gone for a Lille win, but the odds there, you can get a 2.1. So it's difficult to pick between them. That's why we think probably the best option is the under 2.5. And our correct score prediction, we've gone for a close one and just the 1 goal to separate the two. We've gone for a Lille 1, Monaco 0. And the odds for that correct score are quite tasty at 10, at 9-1. So,
not bad.
Yeah. In fact, that was, out of interest, that was the score the last couple of games between these two, both in 2024, Monaco 0-0, or Lille, and the other one before that, Monaco 1-0. So, and in fact, do you know, the game before that was 2-0 to Lille, the game before that was 0-0. So, you know, they don't tend to be great scoring encounters. So all of those are under 2.5. dating back to May 14th, 2023. Let's see if that carries on here, shall we? Next up, we have got Saint-Étienne, 16th. We're taking Angers in 11th. It's on Saturday, the 22nd of Feb, 6 p.m. kickoff, UK time, that is. And for this game, click the link in the description, and you'll see a link to footballpredictions.net, where you can see a local kickoff time, odds, and viewing options. It is if you want to pay for a subscription on League One Pass, but if you want to watch it on Bet365, you can stream it. And to qualify, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. Well, looking at Saint-Étienne's form, don't see many wins on their last six or seven games.
No, it's not looking good for Saint-Étienne. Just one win from the last 10 and three defeats in a row now. Quite a few heavy ones as well. last weekend, a 5-1 defeat at Marseille. We did predict that one, predicting Marseille to win and both teams to score. We also predicted Saint-Étienne's last home game, a under 2.5 goal game and a defeat to Rennes. And then, yeah, he had a 4-1 defeat at Lille. So, yeah, 11 goals conceded in the last three matches going into this game against Angers, which is a team that he would probably, he potentially could look to pick up something from. But Angers, if we look at them and their form, although patchy, they are picking up wins. And since coming back from that winter break, they've actually not been looking too bad. Before the winter break, they had just 3 wins in total. But since coming back, they've actually won 4 from 7. And one of those wins included last weekend's win at Reims. They beat them 1-0 away from home. So that was a really good result for them. 1-0 away from home. They also had a 3-1 win at Strasbourg and the Coupe de France in between these matches. So overall, Angers is definitely looking in a much better shape. They were in the relegation scrap at one point, but they've got themselves right out of that. And they actually have another great opportunity here to build on that little momentum and create a bit more distance down, even though they do have an 8-point gap to Saint-Étienne in 16th, who is in that relegation playoff spot. But once again, Angers, it's a team that Saint-Étienne will be looking at as a potential win.
Yeah, this would be a fascinating game. There's not much between them, is there, really? I know they're different positions on the table, but that's rapidly changing with Angers coming up and Saint-Étienne not being able to buy a win. So it's going to be tight. But if you look at the two sides, goal scoring isn't their greatest threat. Saint-Étienne in the last game, that 5-1 defeat, then he scored the goal. In the game before that, they didn't score a goal. Game before that, scored one. Three games before that, they scored one.
Yeah.
So not high on the goal scoring, but they tend to get one. Angers, on the same sort of thing, they scored one in the last game, that win against Reims. But before that, they lost 2-0. And then before that, they scored just the goal. Before that, they didn't score. So we're kind of analysing this and thinking that maybe the best option for us here is going to be under 2.5. Maybe just a one goal in this one. Under 2.5 goals, unfortunately, you can only get 1.8 for that. So it's not the best odds, but that's what we think is probably the safest. But Saint-Étienne to win is what we have come up with. And you get fairly good odds for this one, 2.4. I mean, they are at home. But they've had such a long run without a win that they need one. And coming to this one, they have not won at home in the last 2 league matches, but we think maybe against Angers they will get that home win. And, so we've gone for a score of 1-0 to the home side. Odds you can get for that at 7.5. And just looking at the other odds for this game, Angers are out at 3. So 2.4 for Saint-Étienne, Angers 3, and 3.3 for the draw. A draw might be something interesting if you'd look at as well. But anyway, let's move on to our next featured game, which is Auxerre, who are 12th, taking on Marseille, who are high-flying in 2nd. This is on Saturday, the 22nd of February, 8:05 in the evening UK time. And you can click the link in the description to see your local kickoff time, odds, and broadcast streaming channels for this game. You can watch it on Bet365. It's also on League One Pass and TV5 Monde. if you're able to watch those. But if you want to watch it on Bet365 to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. But Auxerre have been drawing quite a few games, haven't they?
Yeah, but now no wins in 10 from Auxerre. They've not won a game since late November when they beat Angers 1-0 at home. But quite a few draws in between. So from the 10 matches, they've drawn 6 of those, 4 of which have been score draws. So, but yeah, no wins in 10 for the home team here. And they're meeting a Marseille team, which seems to be just getting better and better in League One, although they are now still 10 points off PSG. The championship is probably, well, of course, everything's possible, but we do only have 12 matches left in League One. Yeah. And to close a 10-point gap on a PSG team that's not lost all season seems to be a near impossible task for Marseille, even if PSG do drop a few points over the coming matches. But nevertheless, they're obviously playing for Champions League spots. And Marseille has got 3 wins in a row now. It's got 10 goals in these 3 games. Beat Lyon 3-2 at home, Angers 2-0 away, and then Saint-Étienne last weekend, they beat them 5-1. Now, all 3 outcomes we predicted on Football Predictions, and also we predicted the goals markets, because last weekend we had Marseille to win and both teams to score, ended 5-1. At Angers, we had under 2.5 goals and Marseille to win. It ended 2-0 Marseille. And then against Lyon, we had both teams to score and Marseille to win. At Nice, it has to be said, we had under 2.5 goals as our main prediction. Marseille did lose that game 2-0. And then against Strasbourg and Lille at home in the League One and the Coupe de France, we had both teams to score and we went in on those ones as well. So on Marseille, we have had the goals markets correct for the last 6 matches. So we're in good form on predicting Marseille goals markets. And yeah, what do we think about the prediction and the goals market for this one?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I mean, Auxerre, just looking at their form, and they haven't actually been beaten in their last 9 home league matches. Yeah. Right? You think that's pretty good. But they haven't won at home for the last 5 league matches. So yeah, they've been getting a lot of draws. And Marseille are on a bit of a steamroller at the minute, aren't they? You know, they won that last game against Etienne 5-1, like you mentioned. And they've been kind of doing really well. They had that one slip up against Nice away. But apart from that, heading in the right direction, they want to keep the pressure on PSG. And they will, I think. So we've decided on this one for that tip, though. It's going to be both teams to score. 1.7, that's the odds you can get for that. A Marseille win is even less, 1.55. So they really are odds-on favourites to get this away win at Auxerre and break that 9-game non-losing streak of Auxerre. So that's what we think. We've gone for a score of 2-1 to the away side, and your odds for that correct score are 8.5 at the moment. Just to let you know the other odds, 4.33 for a draw, and 5.5 for an Auxerre win. So that's incredible. That draw might be worth looking at. But yeah, 4.33, a little bit on that. But yeah, we think that the away team will just edge it. Let's move on to our summary games. And the first one is Nantes in 15th, taking on Lens in 8th. And this is on Sunday, the 23rd of Feb, 2 p.m. UK time kickoff. You can stream on Bet365 to qualify. All you need is a funded account, or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours, sign up with bonus code FP365. It's also on the League One Pass if you want to pay for a subscription to watch it. For this game, we think it's going to be a low score. We've gone for under 2.5 goals. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, maybe to some people who've seen some goals flying in, but not in the last one, beaten 7-1, of course. But we think for this one, they'll tighten it up, and it will be a score of not nil, Lens 1.
Yeah, moving on to Afouet 17th, that takes on Toulouse in 10th. This game kicks off Sunday, 23rd of February, 4:15. Once again, go footballpredictions.net to view kickoff times, local kickoff times, betting odds, and broadcast and streaming options tailored to your location. for this game. This game you can stream live on Bet365. In order to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to place a bet. In the last 24 hours, use bonus code FP365. Now, for this game, we are going with an away win for Toulouse, an under 2.5 goal prediction, and a correct score prediction of 1-0 Toulouse.
And next up is Strasbourg, who are 7th, taking on Brest, who are 9th. It's on Sunday, the 23rd of Feb at 4:15 in the afternoon UK time. Watch it on Bet365, and all you need to do to see the stream there is to qualify. You need a funded account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Now, we think this one's going to be also a low scorer. We've gone for an under 2.5 goals tip, and our prediction for this game is going to be Strasbourg 1, Brest 0.
Yeah, moving on to Nice in third, takes on Montpellier in 18th. This game kicks off Sunday, 23rd of February, 4:15 UK time as well. In order to find your local kickoff time, game odds, and available broadcast and streaming channels, please go to footballpredictions.net. This game you can watch on Bet365 streaming. To qualify, all you need to have a funded account or place the bet in the last 24 hours. Sign up using bonus code FP365. Now, for this game, we are going with a Nice win. Both teams to score prediction and a correct score prediction of 2-1 Nice.
Yeah, and the last one is Lyon, who are in sixth, taking on the might of PSG, who are top of the table. It's 7:45 on Sunday night, 23rd of Feb. And, of course, it'll be a great one to watch. It's on Bet365 and also League One Pass. I'll come back to the details of Bet365 in a minute. But to qualify, all you need is a funded account or to place a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with that bonus code FP365. Yeah, so some good form for PSG coming to this, and we think they will continue that. We've gone for both teams to score, though. I think Lyon will get one. And we've gone for a correct score of Lyon 1, PSG 3. And just a reminder that if you are going to watch this on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, and full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18 plus, gamble aware.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll see links to the little pictures we've just covered, or just simply go directly to footballpredictions.net. That way you can find the online sources to watch the games from your location, live streaming TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, team news, as well as the best offers and odds.
Yeah, and if you aren't aware, we do record football podcasts for other competitions in addition to this one, and you can listen to them at podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally download your podcasts from, such as Apple, YouTube, and Spotify. That is all. Thank you for joining us. And for now, it is...
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Football Predictions.